Episode number 28, Supply Chain Issues. Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Stevie B, and this week we're talking about supply chain issues. I was on my way home from work today, and I stopped by the gas station, and I had to take this picture because this is the first time in my life that I have ever seen gasoline over $5 a gallon. Okay, I've never seen this before. Maybe Beverly Hills had it. Has passed this moment before in history, but I've personally never seen it, certainly not in my hometown. This is inflation. Everyone can see it. Everyone can feel it. Everyone is paying it, okay? I don't believe this is going to stop. I do believe that there could be a short period of deflation. In other words, people may start saving more and more of their currency instead of spending it. In which case, especially once they get the supply chain thing figured out with all the container ships offshore, I believe there's going to be a flood of product coming in. Things like, happy Halloween, by the way. We're coming up on Halloween. There's container ships offshore right now that are full of Halloween costumes and stuff. That's not going to be any good to anyone come November, right? But if you have some cash set aside, you might be able to find some real deals if, I'm not necessarily saying on Halloween costumes, but, you know, that's just an example of something that could be very cheap in November or December. And once this works itself out, you may be able to sell those Halloween costumes a year from now for a lot more than you bought them for. Okay. So, inflation, look at that price, 507. I even figured out how to circle it and highlight it for you. So, it's not necessarily, yes, the price is going up, but it's more so that the value of our dollar is going down. So, the Federal Reserve has found in their infinite wisdom to be able to print more American dollars. So since we have an increased supply of American dollars, there's the same gallon of gas, but since there's more dollars in existence, it's going to take more of those dollars to buy the same gallon of gas. And we're seeing this across multiple sectors. I don't believe it's going to stop. I follow a guy in the trucking industry, and he has a very unique perspective because he has a fleet of trucks, and his job is to pick up the containers from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach and put them on a truck and ship them throughout the country. He said that 40% of all shipping containers that come from overseas move into these ports, okay, and then they get distributed throughout the country. And he's having a hard time getting parts for his trucks, things like tires. He says he has just a fleet of vehicles that are sitting there with bald tires because he cannot secure tires for them. So that compounds the problem, right? We're paying people to stay at home and not work. So they would rather sit on the couch and not work than go in and drive for 10 hours a day and get paid just a little bit more. We're having the same issue with our fire engines at work. Getting tires for those. He also mentioned that the filters for vehicles, apparently there's four major manufacturers that manufacture filters for vehicles, and one of them went out of business. So now there's only three. He said that, you know, if you drive a vehicle, which is probably almost everyone listening to this show, it might not be a bad idea to go and get a couple extra oil filters, a couple extra air filters, a couple extra fuel filters, whatever you're going to need over the next months or year, and doesn't really have an expiration date, or if it does, it's several years out, it might not be a bad idea to secure that now. Okay, so just kind of look around your house and think, what is it that I'm going to need in the next 6 to 12 months that I'm going to use anyways, and I can buy it now. Food, you're probably going to need to eat over the next 6 to 12 months. Bags of rice really don't go bad as long as they're sealed and they don't get wet. bags of dry beans, canned goods, things that you're going to eat anyways, but they have an expiration date of years out, right? Coffee. Remember the coffee futures podcast I put out? That is looking to be a very good bet. I got 3 pounds of coffee for $12. Last I checked a couple weeks ago, it was up to 17. So my annual, my year's worth of supply of coffee beans is paying off. Just look around your own house, and if you got a vehicle, might not be bad when you go next time you go down to AutoZone. Pick up two filters, even though you're only doing one oil change, right? They take up almost no space, and you're gonna use it anyways. Might as well get it now at a cheaper price than it's going to be in the future. Let's see. Yeah, people say the prices are going up. I say that it's the value of our currency going down. Here's an interesting story that I thought was pretty cool. Well, I guess it's not cool when money has nowhere to go, it does stupid things. Okay, so trophy trees. Have you guys heard of this? Okay, so apparently the uber wealthy are buying up these trophy trees. So it will be like a giant oak tree and putting it in their front or backyard, right? Well, rather than wait 150 or 200 years for this tree to mature, they're buying these trees from people that have them. And they have companies that come out, dig it up, and then transport it and replant it. Some of these trees are so big that they literally have to cut it down the middle, split it in half, and transport it, and then wind it up with aircraft wire and bolts and replant it. Michael Jordan recently lost a bid on a giant oak tree for $100,000. Okay? There's all these NFTs, people are buying pictures of things that it's not like they get some kind of royalty every time someone watches this short video that they bought. They just have it, okay? When money has nowhere to go, it does stupid things, and we're seeing that now. We're seeing inflation right before our eyes, and I think most Americans and most people around the world see this, and they're just like, it'll work itself out. Okay, what if it doesn't? Okay, we need to be prepared for this, and I believe we need to start preparing now, or we're going to watch the ultra wealthy get even more wealthy, and the poor and middle class are going to get even poorer. Here's an interesting quote. Well, first, let me give a little backstory. The Weimar Republic was around from 1919 to 1933. And if you're familiar with that, basically what it was a government comprised of Germany, Austria, and Hungary. And they had hyperinflation going on. Their government, I believe our government is in the infancy stages of this, but they basically printed away their currency supply until it went into nothing. And the result of that was a dictator named Adolf Hitler. Okay? He came up to save the day, and everyone was so poor they just went along with it, right? This is a quote from When Money Dies by Adam Ferguson concerning the Weimar Republic and its hyperinflation on the currency. It was the natural reaction of most Germans or Austrians or Hungarians, indeed, as for any victims of inflation, to assume not so much that their money was falling in value as that the goods which it bought were becoming more expensive in absolute terms. Okay, so what he's saying is that people just assumed that this stuff was, becoming more valuable when actually what's happening is their currency was becoming less valuable. All right? I believe the sad thing is that most Americans and this is happening on a global scale. This is just not in America, although 90% of our listeners are from America, so that's primarily who I'm talking to. This is happening to everybody. I think that most people are going to make the same mistake that the people of Weimar Germany did, and they're going to save in their devaluing currency. In other words, they're going to cut expenses and they're going to spend a little bit less and they're going to put a little bit more in their bank account. And as time goes on, the value of what that currency will buy will diminish and diminish and diminish, exactly as you can see behind me right now. I want you to be one of the savvy investors, one of the guys that understands what's going on and is the recipient of this wealth transfer instead of being a victim of it. So how can we hedge, or how can we bet on the good side of inflation? Okay, we already talked about things that you're going to use anyways over the next coming months or year. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, I would recommend that you start. You may not be able to get what it is that you want. For high net worth viewers, one thing I've noticed, my dad's got a classic car. That thing has almost doubled in price in the last year. Okay, it's the same car, it's doubled in price. Okay, so I think the classic cars, if you have one, I wouldn't sell it. It's a good store of wealth. Planes, my plane has increased in value in about 50% in the last year. Okay, it's following or keeping up or even exceeding inflation. Famous art, this probably doesn't apply to too many people, but famous art, Picasso, Van Gogh. I don't understand NFTs and I certainly wouldn't recommend them, but I don't think that's a good thing. Maybe we'll do a video on that sometime. Cash flowing real estate on a fixed rate mortgage and paid for real estate. This is an interesting one that I kind of went down a rabbit hole and, physical gold and silver, of course, those generally speaking follow inflation. And once most people realize what is happening, for them, it's already too late. For you, it is not. But once they start to realize what's happening, they're going to start to move their money into gold and silver. And when that happens, you won't be able to buy it. Andy Shechtman isn't going to have any more. And if you can get it, it's going to be infinitely expensive. All right, so we can secure it now at relatively very cheap. If we go back to the gold price in 1971, so this is when Nixon famously took us off the gold standard. The price for an ounce of gold was about in the low 40s. Okay, I got here $42 is what I could tell nearest on the graph. And I tried to get it down to August 15th, the day it happened, but it just didn't, I couldn't zoom in that far. But anyways, we'll call it $42 in August of 1971, a little over 50 years ago. The gold price today, as I looked, was floating around $1,800. I wrote down 1792 at that moment. So if we take $42 and we divide it by 1792, we get 0.023. So that means that gold in relation to the dollar, right, has it costs. So that means that the dollar has lost 97.7% of its purchasing power in relation to gold in 50 years, right? So 2.3% minus, I'm sorry, 100% minus 2.3, we get 97.7, right? Gold holds its value over long periods of time because the government can't print it. We can only pull this stuff out of the ground so fast. And the annual supply of gold is not going up nearly as fast as countries print currency. Let's do the same thing for silver. Silver price in August 1971 was about $1.50. Silver price today is around $23. So if we take 1.5 divided by 24, we get 6.5%. So that means that the dollar has lost 93.5% of its purchasing power in relation to silver in 50 years. So we could see that these metals maintain their purchasing power as governments print more currency. There's a finite amount of these metals that are on the planet. It's not like we can just make silver. We have to go find it, right? In the case of silver, 60% of annual mining supply is used up in industry, making things like phones and computers and the TVs and refrigerators and all this stuff. And most of it is not recycled. Most of it ends up in a landfill. And this is just going out long term, and there's no way to know if I'm right or not because I'll be dead by then. But I believe in the future, as silver becomes harder and harder to find, maybe 100, 200 years from now, I believe there's going to be mining companies that go to old landfills and mine out of old landfills. They'll find a TV, they'll pull the silver out of it. They'll find a refrigerator, they'll pull the silver out of it. They'll find old solar panels, and they'll pull the silver out of it. Right now, it's far easier to get it out of the ground, but that is getting more and more difficult. And we've seen that just in our lifetime. They're having to dig deeper and go further and further to get the same metal. And our annual supply of mined silver is going down, and it has been going down for the last several years. I don't think that's going to reverse. I think it's going to continue to get more and more difficult to find. As more and more of it gets used up, the price has to increase. And generally speaking, it follows inflation. One thing I personally do that I would recommend, and maybe you guys do it already, but I calculate my net worth every month. So I do a financial statement every month with income, expenses, cash flow statements. And I guess I should be happy about this, but it almost is really giving me a cause for concern, is that the dollar amount of my net worth has increased dramatically over the last year and a half. But I don't feel any richer, right? It's really showing, like in my real estate, that portfolio has skyrocketed as far as part of my net worth. When you take what the home's worth and calculate it in there, it's been roughly about 25% of my net worth for a year and a half. But the dollar amount has just really gone up. So try to think of your net worth. I started doing this recently, is calculating it in things other than dollars. Okay, that's just one form to calculate your net worth, or to calculate what you got. Try calculating your net worth in barrels of oil. Try calculating your net worth in ounces of gold. Try calculating your net worth in ounces of silver, ounces of platinum, fill in the blank, bushels of the wheat. Okay, and I think that will give you a better idea of what you are actually worth, not something that is just getting printed into infinity, right? There's going to be more millionaires in America in the next year than there have ever been. Right? That's not going to stop. So do you work for a government agency, or do you have or you work for a big company with retirement pensions, benefits? Do you have a pension? Do you have a 401k? Do you have a deferred comp plan, something like that? Do you know what these accounts and do you know what they're invested in? What if those went down by 50%? How would that affect you? Could you still retire? These are things that I think we need to be asking ourselves. This, steady train that we've been on for the last 10 to 15 years of just stocks and bonds, I think we're coming to an end in that. As Jordan said, the 60-40 portfolio is going to be a dumpster fire. And the more I learn about this, and the more I research, and the more really smart and wealthy people I talk to, they completely agree. Inflation's creeping up, and inflation continues to creep up until everyone notices it. Then everyone starts to move into things that beat inflation. I don't know when this is going to happen. I just know that it's going to happen. And I believe that if you can position yourself now, this takes time. It's not something you do with a mouse click. It takes a lot of time to start moving your assets from one to the other, because you don't want to just put it in any willy-nilly, lithium mine or something. Do you know what their valuation is? Do you know what they do? You got to do a lot of research. Half of 1% of all Americans have anything, and that's physical or in the stock market, in precious metals right now, today. Okay, so that's one out of 200 people has anything in precious metals. Okay, the average over the last 30 years is 1.5%. So if we move from half of 1% up to 1.5% in this area, in this sector, that's a 3x increase. So that takes silver up to, what is that, $69? That takes gold up to almost 6,000. Okay, and that's just if we hit average. Okay, this unprecedented time in our economic history, and in the world's, the planet's economic history, where everyone is on a fake fiat currency, I believe it could go much more than that. Back in 1980, when silver and gold went on a real bull run, silver especially, the average American had 8%, I'm sorry, 8% of Americans had something in precious metals, whether that was in mining stocks or the physical metal. So if we go back to the 1980 times, that's a 16x increase, right? Half of 1% to 8%, then you got to do that 16 times to get there. So I think that's a very good investment right now, especially when you can get it. In times like that, no one had it. That's why the price went up so much, supply and demand. That's all I got this week. If you guys want to invest in precious metals and buy them from where Daniel and I buy them, from Andy Shechtman at milesfranklin.com, you can join the ranks of us. Email him Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Steve and Daniel sent you. He'll give you the best price in precious metals in the country, guaranteed. Mike Snyderman just bought some. Guys, keep sending me your pictures of all your gold coins and your silver coins and bars and stuff. I love it. It's pretty cool. It's neat to see that that people are starting to wake up and really see what's going on and taking advantage of the time that we're in now instead of waiting until it's too late and becoming a victim. Hope you got something out of this. Go to stevebartonmoney.com and we will talk to you next week.